Well, Arlo, it's finally over the line. You're only here since August, but finally the deal has been signed. You're here now on an 18-month contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I said, I've been here since September and stuff, so I just wanted to get it over and done with. There's always uncertainty and anything can happen in football, but I was very confident it would happen, and I believe in myself. So I'm glad it's finally happened.
You spent a lot of your career, your early career, with Leicester City. How was it at Leicester City, and was it hard to move on?
No, I feel like the both of us, it was more of a mutual decision me leaving. I spent 4 lovely years there, and I feel like the club pushed me as far as I could go, because I have ambitions and I wanted to play men's football, and Leicester couldn't give me that. So I needed first team football. There's only so much 21s football you can develop with. So I looked at my options, and me being here, I felt like it's the best for me. Obviously having my roots in Ireland as well. So it was a win-win situation for me coming here.
Of course, you said you have roots in Ireland. Donegal connection, I believe. What part of Donegal?
Yeah, so my granddad's from Clonmany. His family lived over there, but when he was around 20, he moved over to England. So he had my parents and stuff in England. My granddad and way back family in Clonmany. So it's crazy.
As I say, you have been here since near the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the league's like. What have you made of the league? From sitting on the terrace, watching the games, traveling with the team, what do you make of the league?
I think it's very, very competitive. Me coming here, I watched bits of it, I watched clips, but I never watched it fully. So I weren't fully sure what to expect. But me being here, I was very, very impressed. The standard's definitely better than what I thought it would be.
Your first taste of League of Ireland football was a friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You played in Thin Harps.
Yeah.
Of course, there was all our trialists there that day. James Sweet from Arsenal, and Eric Bally as well was there. That day, you had an outstanding game, what I do believe.
It was a good game for me. Yeah, I played the second half, kept a clean sheet, and obviously the club were looking at me at that game, so I knew I had to perform well, but I don't think it was anything I was unusual to. I don't think I did anything extraordinary. It's just something that I'm used to, and I know I'm capable of performing like that. So, but the fact I did it in the first team environment with a gaffer, with Doc watching me, I'm glad they liked what they saw. So then I had to carry on training, because it's easy to have one good game and then the next game you play bad, or in training you're a bit sloppy and stuff.
Is it all about now? I remember speaking to you when you first came. It's all about trying to get the number one spot now in the team. So that's what it is from here on in.
Yeah.
Trying to impress, they're trying to get that number one spot.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like every goalkeeper wants to be number one. I feel like you're in the wrong sport if you're happy just sitting on the bench, just collecting your wages. As Doc would say, all the GKs have a good relationship. But we all push each other. But at the end of the day, we all want to be in the number one spot. But we all know that there's only one. So whether it's me or Brian or whoever it is, if he is the number one, we'll support him and we'll push him and we'll make him be the best. But at the same time, we all almost train and work double as hard as him, because we all want to get the top off him. So it's all healthy competition. But when pre-season comes, I'll be ready, and we'll have to see what happens.
Is it all about the Republic Ireland squad as well, the under-21s? Is that something that you're looking at and that you want to progress in?
Yeah, definitely. I started from under-16s to under-19s. The 21s I haven't been involved in yet, but I think that's due to lack of game time at Leicester. I know a few of the players in the squad. I know one of the goalkeeper coaches there. So I feel like if I'm playing again, put myself back in the shop window, and then hopefully I can get called in, because that would be an honour. I loved every minute playing for my country. So if I can do that again and go to the first team and stuff, that would be a bonus. But right now I'm focusing on Derry, but if that happens as well, then it's a win-win for me.
Arlo, thank you for taking your time to speak to us, and good luck.